Blog Talk Radio.
To Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo for It's a Wrap Wednesday every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio with your girl here on the CMS Network. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about black beauty and black beauty brands, meaning most of the actors are not always as significant as the rest of their counterparts to have hair and makeup, especially if you are an African-American actor or actress, or maybe even if you're just a business owner or whoever going on a broadcast, a news broadcast, or just getting interviewed by a local show or an international show. They're known for not always having people there in order to take care of our hair and makeup. Also, we've recently had a complaint from Tyler Perry talking about his characters and their the health of their characters' hair and the wigs and so forth and so on. We're here to say that we are definitely for it, not against it. It is a shame that a budget is not made for people of color to not be hired onto set in order to do beautiful hair and makeup. You even experience this type of thing in the regular beauty industry, and that's not even on set. So our job here is to make it known for our black beauty brands. Shout out to Rihanna. Shout out to Pat McGrath. Shout out to Briogeo, Minted, Juvia's Place, all these wonderful black brands that are bakery that are out there kicking butt and not taking any no's about it. So I am so appreciative to these people, whether it's hair or makeup or skincare, where they're talking about and making things beautiful for black women, people of color altogether. So I am so ecstatic about that. And I have been in the game for 20 years, and it has been the same. It's gotten a little bit better, more black brands, but more people are allowed on set to make these beautiful hairstyles and wigs and makeup for our African-American and people of color actors and actresses and hosts and hostesses. But times need to change, and as you know, the Oscars have made some changes for that as well, to make sure that the cast is diversified. It's so many wonderful, talented stylists, makeup artists, barbers that cater to African-American hair. They should never have to reach out and get and bring their own. But if they do bring their own, the director should add them to the pay list because it's worth it. Our hair is worth it. Our makeup is worth it. So remember, every Monday coming up soon, we're going to be talking about movie makeup magic and what's in your makeup bag. So I love it. And it's a wrap for any company that doesn't treat their employees well as an African American. Time's out for that. It's over. Your time is coming. And that's why we're blowing up and doing the beautiful work that we're doing on our own. And all you can do is join in. So thank you all for all your calls and following us and listening to us, emailing us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Remember, is info@cleopatramemphisstudios.org. Always, always feel free to email us your stories and what your experiences has been as a stylist and makeup artist for film and television, or an actor or actress for film and television, and tell us your experience, or just every day going into a cosmetic store. It can be very, very interesting. Also, I want you to like, follow, and share. We are on social media. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now TikTok. When it comes to Twitter, we are under CM Studios. So you can like, follow, and share. And Cleopatra Memphis on all the other social media avenues. And let people know what we're doing here. We're doing education for the arts, and nothing stops with all our artists. We are also educators, too. So until next time, people, what do I want you to do? That is, be great.